The Red Sox front office report on a playoff Tuesday is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. And it is the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, who joins us this morning. Hi, Craig.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
To borrow a term that the European writers used a lot during the Ryder Cup, are you in hostile territory already?
I am, yes.
Okay. How's the mood down there?
Good. You know, I think this is what guys played all season long for, and you try to balance how excited you can be, how anxious you can be with understanding that this is another game, and you try to keep things as normal as possible.
I don't know what you can and can't say, but how is the health of Alex Bregman?
I can say good. Outside of probably guys joking around and keeping extra distance from him yesterday, he was at the workout, moving around really well, feels good, so don't anticipate any issues there.
What about, can you get into Lucas Giolito if you guys are to advance?
I think we're still at the point of getting information. He saw Dr. Dugas yesterday, who is familiar with him and had done his surgery last year. So he's connecting with our medical staff, and we'll figure out exactly what it looks like. But I think at this point, you just feel really badly for Lucas, just given how hard he's worked to get himself back to this position, the way that he's contributed over the course of the year, and know that more than anything, he just wanted to be on this roster helping us advance.
Is there any type of diagnosis for what the injury actually is, or is it hurt or is it injured?
I think we're still trying to make that determination. A couple days ago, he just felt like he wasn't recovering. I think looking back, we could see some downtrends in velocity and performance through the month of September, but he was always able to push through it and pitch through it, and then just got to the point where he felt like he couldn't and wanted to take a breath to figure out what was going on here. So I'm pretty confident we'll have a better idea, clearer picture at some point today.
Craig, were you surprised that the Yankees are preventing anyone from outside the New York Yankee area from purchasing tickets to go to these playoff games?
I did see that, but try not to get too involved in ticketing strategies. Either way, my guess is there are going to be a lot of people here tonight, and it's going to be really loud.
Would you guys ever do that with the Red Sox tickets at Fenway?
Probably a better question for Sam. I try to focus on the baseball side of things.
Craig, when you look at playoff baseball, What in your opinion, I know everything matters, but what's the area that you have to make sure you're super focused on? Is it the pitching? Is it, pitch count? Like, what is it in playoff baseball that you think is the most important to help your team be successful?
Yeah, I think the recipe for success probably looks a lot like it had all season for a lot of teams. But just given the way the schedules are set up, your highest leverage relievers end up throwing a lot of innings. And so I think bullpens kind of reign supreme in the postseason, starting pitching, because there's just so much volatility to the offenses, and you're facing the other team's best pitchers every day for nine innings. And so when you think about it that way, starting pitching and our bullpen, they've been strengths of this team for a while. So we feel good heading into the series, but we also know that obviously New York is a really good team and they can score runs in bunches.
Craig, Alex Cora spoke to media and said that nobody thought that they would be in playing baseball in October back in the spring. The outside noise was loud about that. Was that a theme all season long to keep these guys motivated to prove people wrong?
I don't know how much Alex would have said to the players. Nobody thinks that this is a postseason team, and I know that I think he went back and clarified that he had meant post trade of Devers. But I do think that we've had a number of different guys step up and carry the team in streaks throughout the season. Now, when we went, you know, going back to the off season, our goal was absolutely to put together a team that was capable of competing for the division, making it to the postseason, and making a deep run. But I think when you look at the contributions that we made, and certainly we got significant ones from, you know, our star players, Garrett and Bregman and Crochet, and we saw what Roman stepped up and did, but also the, you know, Rob Refsnyder's and Romy Gonzalez's and Carlos Narvaez's that maybe going into the season people didn't anticipate were going to contribute in the way that they did.
Craig, I know every sport it's about strategy, and us as fans will sit there and we'll look at this game and we'll go, all right, whatever you do, pitch around Aaron Judge. How do you have a guy like Crochet who's an absolute stud, but you still want to be in a good position strategy-wise to maybe have to sometimes go to him and say, okay, we might want you to pitch around because I know pride is a big thing in all the sports. Is that like a conversation that you have with some of your starting pitchers, especially a guy like Crochet, when it comes to strategy?
It's tough. You're right. You hinted at this, which is something that makes Garrett so good is his fearlessness and his belief that he can get any opposing hitter out. And a lot of the time he's right. But the game and the score will dictate, you know, what the best strategy is. You know, the information that Bales and the rest of the pitching group will give to Garrett is, you know, how his stuff can attack and play against the opposing hitters. And then in game, Alex and the rest of the staff will make determinations when it makes the most sense to go right at somebody versus when it might make more sense to pitch around them a bit. But so especially here in this park and their lineup having so many guys that can hit the ball out of the park, you do need to think about limiting base runners. So it becomes complicated, but usually the game dictates this.
Is this why you brought Bregman here, games like tonight and tomorrow, for what he's been able to do at this time of year?
Yeah, I think we're all aware of the postseason track record and, you know, it's 9 consecutive seasons of making it to the postseason. So there's a calming presence that he brings, knowing that he's been through this before. He knows what it takes to win. And that's not to, you know, to minimize the contributions that he's made all season long, but we have a new season that starts tonight.
This team is top 5 in the league when it comes to hitting lefties. What do you mostly credit that to this season?
I think a handful of guys that really understand their roles. They've embraced it. They prepare so well. Guys like Romy and Ref. And then also, you know, Trevor has had this incredible bounce back season. Narvi, you know, I think we've got right-handed hitters that really hit lefties well. And then also, you know, we've brought up some guys and some guys have stepped forward that as left-handed hitters who have also put better at-bats together versus lefties, whether it's Jaron or Roman. And, you know, I think the way that Alex sets the tone of aggressively managing, of understanding how to optimize the matchups, it allows everybody to understand how they can contribute. And because of that, I think they've gotten comfortable with their roles and they've really thrived in them.
Is John Henry in New York for game one tonight?
I don't know, actually. I believe that there will be a very strong ownership contingent. Obviously, this is the reason that we play through the season is to get to the postseason, and everybody recognizes that.
Is Connelly Early the front runner for Thursday and to fill that void?
I think we have to figure out how we get to Thursday. You know, because that's going to dictate availability and how we want to approach this. But, you know, while we're obviously going to miss Gio and what he's done for us all season, we do feel like there are guys who can step up and step into that role. And it's going to be a team effort. It will take contributions from all 26 guys.
All right. Well, it is exciting. It's been 4 years, and I know that this is what you came here for, and that is meaningful baseball in October. So, Craig Breslow, we will talk to you again soon, and good luck down there.
Good luck.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
All right. Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow. Here now is Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Monday Night Football saw the Broncos beat down the Bengals 28-3 and the Dolphins beat the Jets 27-21. A wild game as Tyreek Hill went down with a knee injury. Not only did he dislocate the knee, but he tore a bunch of ligaments, including his ACL. He will undergo surgery today.
Quick Jets note, Greg and Courtney. The Jets are just the fifth team in 90 years of football to go 0-4 without a single takeaway in their first four games.
Really?
They suck.
Wow.
Yeah. Yikes.
And I thought my man Aaron Glenn was going to change things around there, you know?
Well, you got to give him some time. No?
I mean,
I don't know how that works in the NFL.
Justin Fields sucks. God, does he suck.
You know, Mayo got no time. I have no clue how that works.
Everything goes back to Gerard Mayo with you.
Well, you say give him some time. What's time?
Exactly. The big news yesterday, we've been talking about it all morning long, but Alex Cora announced that Lucas Giolito will not be on the wild card roster for the Sox versus the Yankees. That series kicks off tonight, 6:08, first pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Lou Maloney, Will Middlebrooks, and Will Fleming are on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:08 for the MassMutual pregame show. And that was brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Walk. Join the fight against suicide on Saturday, October 25th at the Out of the Darkness Walk on the Boston Common to prevent suicide and raise awareness about mental health. Proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Register today at afsp.org/Boston Walk. That's afsp.org/Boston Walk. That's what's trending. We've got your Hill Notes coming up.